Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Santiago, and I'm checking in with you this morning. We are now tuning in to the Risa Show.
Good morning To everyone from around the world, thank you so much for tuning in to Serve It Up Now, where we serve you information, guys, you can use. I am your host this morning, Teresa, broadcasting live from Fort Worth, Texas. Guys, I just want to go ahead and chit-chat today. Is that okay? I just want to go ahead and give you a little chit-chat today on this beautiful, beautiful Tuesday morning. It is May 25th, 2021. I tell you guys, I am so excited to be alive this morning. You know, sometimes we can go to bed with a lot of things on our mind. But I always believe that when you wake up in the morning, the first thing you should do is give God praise and let him know how good he is to you. I don't know about you, but I have a lot to praise God for. I have a lot to give him praise and glory, you know, because the Most High God has brought me through a lot of things, you know. And when I look back over my life and I begin to ponder on all the things that the Most High God has delivered me from, I tell you, my soul says hallelujah. I tell you, I always have a praise flowing from my lips, because if it had not been for the Most High God on my side, I don't know where I would be today. And so, beloved, I just give God praise this morning. Amen. Glory be to God. Well, I don't know whether you guys heard the news or not, but I just released my new book. Is called Breaking Ungodly Soul Ties and How God Had Healed Me from a Wounded Soul. You'd be surprised how many people are behind the sacred desk preaching the word of God, but yet they toe up from the flow up. Come on, somebody. They have wounds in their soul. They have not forgiven the person who have hurt them, and so they remain busted and disgusted and confused of who they are in this lifetime. Come on, somebody. But God wants you healed, because he have a assignment for you. He have a future for you. I'm talking about right now. Now. N-O-W now. Amen. God wants you happy. He wants you blessed. But you got to want to see yourself as healed. You got to see yourself as delivered from those wounds in your soul. So if you would, just go ahead and go to Amazon.com and purchase your copy today. I promise you this book will be a blessing to you. Because in this book, I am taking you back to my childhood as well as my teen years, where I made some foolish mistakes in my life. And in the book, it's going to talk about the lust, the lies, and their deceit. That's right. I was knitted up, tied up in lust, lies, and deceit. So, guys, you need to go ahead and get this book. Amen. Because the Bible gives us a warning about fleshly temptations, and the world is characterized by these three lusts, which have been ruling the world since the days of Adam and Eve's temptation in the garden. Or the three different temptations Jesus Christ, Yeshua, experienced. So, guys, go ahead. And go ahead and get a copy for you and your family. Guys, let's go ahead and put this book out and let it spread. Let it just go to the ends of the world. Because, like I said again, you'd be surprised how many preachers are wounded and have wounds in their soul. Come on, somebody. You'll be surprised, beloved. So I tell you, this is a good book, and I'm in the process of now reading my own book. And I'm on page 15 right now, but, you know, I'm going to go ahead and try to sit down and sip on some lemonade and just continue to read some more of the book, because I tell you, just the first 15 page, oh, my goodness, it got my eyes wide open as fruitcakes, honey. I tell you, I am looking like okay. Mm-hmm. So bless the Most High God. I thank him. I thank him today for that opportunity to be able to pen my story. This story will give him glory. Come on, somebody. Because when you read between the pages of this book, you're going to look and begin to glorify God. Come on, somebody. Because you know it could not been or had not been for God on my side, I would have been messed up, tore up, probably wouldn't even be here today. Probably lost my last mind or sipping on somebody alcohol, smoking, joint, something. I don't know what I would have been doing. Praise God. But I thank God I never had alcohol in my life, and I thank Most High God that I've never used drugs or pop pills or anything to get through all the pain and all the stress and everything that I went through, guys. Guys, I tell you, there's a lot more that I want to talk about, and I'm going to bring it out in other books that I am now writing. As many of you know, I am a writer. I love writing. And so I have several books on Amazon at this time. So go ahead and type in Teresa Graham or Dr. Teresa Graham, and some of my books will come up for you. And if not, go to our website, serveitupnow.com, and you will be able to find the books, and then you can purchase them there, from there, because I do have the links to Amazon.com, okay? Okay, guys. Well, as you know, last night at 5 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Eastern, I had a special guest on my platform on the YouTube channel. And I met this young lady who connect with me on Twitter. She wanted to become a guest on the show. So I listened to her testimony because I'm always listening for people to really share with me what God has done for them in their life. And so this young lady, she began to talk about what God has done, what she went through. She began to tell me that she was sick for 17 years, and then she had an opportunity to work for the pharmacy tech at Walmart in Baltimore, Maryland. And then she went on to talk about her many strokes and how she's battling against gallbladder. She had a mass in her breast, which gave her a scare of cancer, but it was benign. And then she also states that she have diabetes. She was diagnosed in 2009, and then she ended up on oxygen. She was getting oxygen therapy, and in 2010, she had her first surgery of a hernia, and something they put in her stomach, she said, that caused her to have stomach issues. And then she went on to say that in 2013, she had a heart attack, and she said she have two stents that was placed in her heart. She also stated that she have asthma. She suffers with migraine headaches. She also suffers with high blood pressure. She had a car accident that injured her spine. She says she fell in the hospital. She had more surgery. And then she went on to talk about, guys, get this. Now, if that wasn't bad enough, when you hear all that, you'll be like, okay, Jesus Christ, Yeshua is a healer. Come on, somebody. I know all so well because he healed me from stage 4 breast cancer. When the cancer was in both my lungs, liver, and my breast, God healed me, baby. There is no trace of cancer in my body. But just to listen to this young lady's testimony, and you can go to YouTube and check out the whole interview there because I want you to really hear her. But to listen to what she had to say on yesterday, I was like, oh, wow. If you really have fleshly eyes and you focus on the issues in the natural, then you will think, oh, my goodness, this young lady is not going to make it. Oh, God, I felt that right there. But guess what? Jesus Christ, Yeshua, is a healer. And so we know what he can do because I am a living witness. I am a miracle. Whenever you hear me or see me, you see a miracle before you. Come on, somebody. My God, I felt that right there. So anywho, she began to talk about, and this is what I want to talk about, because domestic violence is real, beloved. Domestic violence is real. When you have sexual violence, emotional violence, psychological violence, spiritual violence, verbal abuse, or finance abuse, that is a form of physical violence, okay? That's something that occurs using the part of your body or object to control a person's action. And so domestic violence is really designed to control you, to bring fear to you. You see what I'm saying? To cause you from living your now or living in the future or living the life and purpose and plan that the Most High God has planned for you. And so this young lady, she began to talk about how her ex-boyfriend had strangled her. And so, you know, by that time my eyes got big, my ears perk up. You know, and I'm like, strangle you? You know, I needed to dig deeper into what she mean when she say strangled her. And then so when I listened to her say strangle her, he tried to kill her, she said. And so she went on to talk about how, this young man threw her on the bed, jumped on her, and put his hands around her neck. And so I wanted to know from her, is he in jail? Is he in prison? Where is he? And she stated that he's walking around free. The judge say it was just a misunderstanding, in other words, and this is what she was saying. You can go and look at the interview for yourself. So she began to say it was pretty much pushed under the rug. There was nothing, you know, that nothing happened to cause this man's action to be accountable. He did not do no time. He did not serve time, in other words. And so I wanted to know from her on yesterday or last night that, okay, well, when he put his hands on you, were you at the point of, you know, passing out? You couldn't breathe? What? You know, because when you say someone is strangling you, that means you're losing consciousness or you done fainted, you done passed out. What happened? And then she said, no, it didn't get to that point. She was able to fight him off and, you know, things of that nature. Okay, so my thing is this here. I just don't believe that no one, I don't care whether you are female or male, you should be putting your hand on each other. Because first of all, you cannot re-raise that person who you are dating or married to, you see. You can't re-raise them. Their parents already raised them. And I feel that men and women should treat each other with respect and love, okay? And if you got to put your hands on a woman, man, you need to go ahead and walk on out that door. Lady, queen, you need to act like a queen. And do not put your hand on nobody else. Just if you can't deal with the relationship and you think it's a toxic relationship, you need to just walk out of it. You don't have to sit there and allow yourself to be abused, okay? Verbally abused and physically abused. You just need to walk out and say, forget this. Deuce, see ya. You know what I'm saying? And so as I begin to listen to her, I, you know, my heart went out to her, and I listened to everything that she had to endure. The enemy was coming against her. I meant so viciously. You know what I'm saying? When you've been sick for 17 years and you had a mini stroke, you got two stents in your heart, you got diabetes, you're on oxygen therapy to breathe, something going on with your stomach, and you got high blood pressure and spinal problems. I tell you, I was like, oh my gosh. This young lady have really went through the battle. And, you know, sometimes we can really lick our own wounds, but we don't realize what a person have went through until you hear someone else's story. You see what I'm saying? And I tell you, my heart was like, wow. I was just pumping. I was listening to her. And so also the good news is she designed a shoe collection, okay? And it's on AliveShoes.com. Hassana's collection is the name of her collection. And they were beautiful shoes. She's selling that shoe for $217. It has her name on the side. And it was a beautiful shoe. So you can go over on YouTube and look at that shoe and tell, you know, leave a comment. Tell me what you think about it. But I would say all in all, I had a good conversation on last night with this young lady. She was really touching. I think her story was really heartfelt. I felt her story. I felt her and what she was trying to say. And as I began to watch her and observe her as she spoke, I see that she loved the Most High God, and that, yes, she have went through some things, and she may have lived for the world at one time, but you can see that she have changed her life, and now she wants all of the Most High God. And that's important to me, because the Bible says that a good man's footsteps is ordered by the Lord, and I just believe that her footsteps is being ordered by the Most High God. Now, do I think that the shoes is kind of pricey? Yes, I do. $217 is very pricey for her shoe. And I asked her who set the price for the shoe. And she stated that the person who makes the shoe set the price. And so that, to me, is maybe she might need to go back in and rework those figures a little bit so people can really rush out and support her. Because of the pandemic, a lot of people can barely buy a bubble gum, okay, more or less a pair of shoes for $217. You got to think about that. And we got to use wisdom in all that we do, you see. And so I think if she go back to the table and get with the person who's helping her get these shoes made, she need to go back and sit to the table and look at, read their contract, look at what they got. And because she is the designer of the shoe, she has the power within her to be able to sit down and tell them what she will accept and what she wouldn't accept. And so I think just coming out of the box, fresh, nobody know you, you're a fresh designer, you got to crawl before you walk, come on somebody, and then you got to try your own product on. You cannot sell something you didn't use yourself. That's another thing, you know, because she have a prototype that she showed last night on live, and beautiful shoe. I'm telling you, it's a beautiful shoe. But she said they sent her the wrong size. They sent her a 10.5 instead of a 10, and they won't fit her because I asked her, did she walk in her own shoe? And so in order for you to sell your shoe, you have to have put on, tried on your own product, walk around, walk in the water, make sure the shoe ain't going to tear up on me. Soon as I step in a puddle of water, my shoes done became raggedy. They become like paper. You know what I'm saying? And so you got to try your own product on when you begin to sell things to the public because folk get mad with their money now. Okay. They get kind of, folk will be done mess you up over their coins stolen. So you got to make sure that you are really testing your product, not only just designing, but making sure, and that's wisdom. You know what I'm saying? And it's nothing against her because, like I said, the shoe is beautiful, and everything that she have went through, beloved, I tell you, just to design her own shoe, that says a lot about her. And she stated that she is a interior decorator. And then she also says she has businesses that she run in Baltimore, Maryland. So she's a very smart woman. But sometimes, you know, you have to sit down, write the vision, and make it plain. And you got to pray over it. You got to, you know, cast it before the Most High God. And let God, you know, show you exactly what to do. You know, everything that I've done this far, no one taught me. Come on, somebody. Yes, I went to seminary school. I have 4 degrees, but the Holy Ghost of the Living God was my teacher, and he taught me how to be business-minded. Come on, somebody. He taught me how to stop robbing Peter to pay Paul. He gave me wisdom, and God will give you wisdom if you ask. If you don't have no wisdom, all you got to do is ask him. He'll give it to you freely, everybody who asks. And so, like I said, last night was a good interview. I really enjoyed it, I tell you. But listening to her story and seeing everything that she went through, that done something to me, beloved. It did something to me. I tell you, I was so shocked. I didn't know what to do. I said, oh, my goodness, this young lady has really been through some things. She have really been through the storm. But with Jesus Christ, Yeshua, on your side, he become your peace. in the midnight hour. God, I felt that right there. Glory be to God. When you hold on to the word of God and take God's word as final authority in your life, you don't have to worry about the storms that's going to come up against your house. My God, I feel you, Holy Ghost. So it's just vital for us to hold on to God and know who we are and whose we are in the Most High God. You know that enemy always come with that that fear tactic, try to get you to cancel out that faith, that bulldog faith that you got in God, huh? That's what the enemy does. But you got to know who you are and who you are in God. I'm about to preach right there. Glory be to God. I feel you, Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. And so that's why, beloved, we have to stand on the word of God, take God's word as final authority in our life. We got to trust God when we can't trace God. Come on, somebody. I felt that right there. Glory. Y'all about to make me tear up my office this morning. What you say? Glory be to God. Glory be to God. I felt that right there. And, you know, I love hearing about what God is doing in people's lives. It don't always have to be about Teresa, huh? Come on, somebody. Because I'm a servant of the Most High God. He taught me how to serve the Word of God. He taught me how to serve his people. Come on, somebody. We got to learn how to serve one another. Come on. We can't be just takers and it be all about us and we pick certain people that we want to put out there on the platform. Nah. Whoever got a story, whoever got a story that's going to give God some glory, I want to hear it. Whoever got gifts and talents, I want you to get in touch with me by going to serveitupnow.com. Leave your comment. Leave your information. Let's go ahead and schedule you a show to come on Serve It Up Now because I want to hear your story. I love hearing what Daddy do in somebody's life. Glory be to God. I love it. I love hearing what Daddy is doing, huh? Because it turns me on. My God, I felt that right there, you know. Because a lot of people are going through some storms and tests and trials in their life, and they're robbing Peter to pay Paul. They're about to lose their last mind. But if you just hold on to the hands of the Most High God, everything will be all right. What you say? I'm about to pop off like the 4th of July. What you say, y'all? Glory be to God. I get happy, y'all. I get happy when I talk about Daddy. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I get turned on when I talk about Daddy. Come on, somebody. Because nobody can do me like Daddy, huh? He got an unconditional love. He loved me when I make mistakes, uh-huh. He loved me when I begin to doubt myself and feel a certain way. He still loved me. Come on, somebody. He loved me so much that he was willing to give his only begotten son so that I can have life and have it more abundantly. But you got to understand, beloved, that I was in a mess when he sent his best. God, I felt that right there. I'm about to slap my own self silly. What you say? Glory be to God. So with that said, guys, I just want to pop in and chit-chat with you about last night's show. It was really good. I really enjoyed it. I did. I enjoyed every bit of it. Oh, my goodness. I did. I enjoy loving on her because, you know, I see when you have a product that's new on the market, you want to be, I guess you want the world to know it. You get joy in your soul. But sometimes you can't celebrate before you sit down with wisdom from on high. And look at this plan. I heard her say on yesterday that she needed to write a business plan. And that's good because a business plan is your roadmap. And you've got to have a business plan as to where you're going. Okay? When I sit down and I read your business plan, I want to know where you're going. Because it's like a roadmap to me. And so that's what I love about what she said, and that's very vital because you'd be surprised how many people in business and don't even have a business plan, honey. Don't even know what a business plan is. What? A business plan? Yeah, that's you need to put that in place, darling. It's very important to have a business plan. You can't run no business without a business plan, darling. feel better. Get them hips in there and get that business plan working, okay? Because a business plan really speaks for you. That's like in the court of law. You have a lawyer speaking for you. Come on, somebody. And so your business plan will speak for you. And so, like I said, I enjoyed everything on yesterday, and I want to thank her again, Hassana Smith, for coming on Serve It Up Now YouTube channel platform, because I really enjoyed her, even though we was having a little problems, a little feedback there, and I think it was because of the weather here in Texas. I was getting that feedback on my end, okay? So next time I'm just going to see what happens. I don't know whether it was one of my computers or what happened, but I know we was getting that feedback on my end because she was clear, but so it was on my end, I believe. So I don't like when things like that happen, but, you know, it does happen. I don't beat myself up, honey. I get good sleep at night. I don't let things worry me. I used to be a worrier and sit up all night and worry. No, baby, when you trust God for real, Proverbs 3:5-6 say, trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not unto your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledging him, and he shall direct your path. My God, I just said something right there. And so I always trust God when I can't trace him. I always trust him when I don't even know what he's doing. I know that he is the deliverer, the healer, come on, the provider. So I don't have to sit up and wrestle all night long trying to figure nothing. I know, baby, I get my sleep. Mm-hmm. That's God's business. And I learned a long time ago not to put your hand in God's business, because that's God's business. Believe that. That's God's business. Glory be to God. So, guys, again, with that said, guys, I want you guys to have a blessed day today, okay? Have a blessed day today. And know that God wants you to be blessed, healed, delivered. He wants you to be set free from every snare of the enemy. You know, the enemy will throw things at you, honey, to try to get you discouraged. He'll use your family. He'll use your friends, your coworker. He'll use everybody to try to come up against your happiness, your joy, and your peace. But you got to know who you are and whose you are in the Most High God. When life deals you lemons, you got to learn how to make that lemonade. Come on, somebody, huh? Cross those legs and sip on your lemonade and tell Daddy all about it, because Daddy going to straighten that thing out. Uh-huh. I love it. I tell y'all know what? I get turned on when I talk about my Daddy. I do. I can talk all day long till the wee hours in the morning about Daddy, because it turns me on. And I'm not talking about being a religious person, okay, because I have a relationship with God. I have a relationship. But I'm talking about showing up, telling folk how good Daddy is to me. I got a story to give God some glory. What you say? Huh? And every chance I get, I'm going to tell it. Huh? I'm going to tell it. I don't care if other people get tired of me talking about how good God is to me, baby. I'm going to tell you what Daddy done for me, because I live by faith and not by sight. The Bible says the just shall live by faith. I am the just, and I am the righteousness of the Most High God. Come on, somebody. So I feel good. Every day when I wake up, honey, there's something I could complain about, but I don't complain, because complaining is not in my vocabulary. Come on, somebody. Huh? I don't own problems. I reject problems, huh? I love peace, honey. I love happiness. I love joy. Come on, somebody, because now love is the first fruit of the Spirit. And that's the only way, guys, that we can identify you as Jesus Christ, Yeshua's disciples, is through your love walk. But what is your love walk telling me today? Did you examine your own self? Because, you know, sometimes we can walk around and we can point fingers at other people and talk about what they ain't doing and what they, well, what you doing? Come on, somebody. You got to always look in that mirror and identify who you are. What you putting out? Huh? The energy that you putting out, that's what you getting. The Bible say God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that he shall reap. So what are you putting out in the atmosphere? And what are you reaping, honey? Come on, somebody. Y'all better help me out today. I feel this thing. I feel it today. What you say? Glory be to God on this Tuesday morning, huh? I feel my help right there. Glory be to God. So with that said, guys, I got to go. I got to go. Join me in the morning, 6 a.m. Central. Guys, I want y'all to join me in the morning. Amen. I'm going to be back in the morning. I don't know what we're going to talk about. You know, whatever the most I got placed in my spirit to talk about, that's what we're going to talk about in the morning. But join me in the morning, 6 a.m. And also, remember now, guys, if you want to hear the show live, you can do so by dialing area code 563-999-3467. If you want to speak with me live on the show, you can go ahead and press that number one key, and you will be able to speak with me. I tell you guys, I get joy in my soul when I'm able to come on and just love on you a little bit in the morning before we start our morning. It's nothing like getting a good, nice word, huh, to launch me in my day. Come on, somebody. Glory be to God. Yesterday is gone, but today is here. Come on. And God wants you blessed, beloved. If you believe that today, I need to hear from you. If you could, when you listen to this broadcast, I need you to type at the bottom of this show that you believe that God wants you blessed, healed, delivered, set free. Amen. God loves you. Always remember that, beloved. There's nothing too hard for God. Nothing too hard for the Most High God, because he loves you, beloved. Amen. And with that said, beloved, please go ahead and hit that follow button, that pink follow button. All you have to do is sign up with your email or your Facebook page. Come on, somebody. That's all you got to do. You don't have to start a show. But come and be a part of what God is doing here on Serve It Up. Now, we are building a platform. We are building. This is pretty much like a ministry to me, guys. Amen? Amen. So with that said, guys, you go in peace. Stay safe. Hug somebody and tell them you love them. Until the next broadcast, guys, you go in peace now. Bye-bye.